Right now, we are going to build the definitive list. We'll get some help from Twitter. We'll get some help from you on the call. The new phrase that's come up with UNC Duke, in addition to, for, like, you have to, it's too easy to call it the best rivalry in college basketball. That's not enough. The best rivalry in all of sport. There, that's getting big enough, right? Any sport ever. Forget India-Pakistan cricket. Get out of here. It is UNC Duke as the number one, the most competitive, greatest rivalry. They've played the exact, they've scored the exact same number of points over the past 58 games, whatever you want to get into. But in the past 5 or 10 years, the branding phrase has been, it never disappoints.
Right.
Even though Duke won by 20 last year and it felt like 45 because UNC was never competitive in the game, it never disappoints. Now, the last two games last year kind of didn't disappoint, although the game in Cameron wasn't necessarily like a buzzer-beating nail-biter. It was more dramatic comeback in the second half in the face of everything that was that moment at Cameron as well. And then, obviously, in the Final Four, they met for the first time, and it was a very close game there as well. So last year, you could certainly not say that the rivalry disappointed. But there are plenty of games where the rivalry has disappointed at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, they're the ones you don't talk about because you don't remember them.
Yeah, no one cares.
Right? I do, however, have a list of some things that truly never disappoint, and we're going to get you to add to them. Give us a call right now, 919-860-5FAN, 919-860-5326. Here are some of my things that never disappoint. Shower beers. We mentioned that one already. Especially if it's an outdoor shower at the beach. Drinking a beer in the shower never disappoints. Now, this comes under the presumption that, like, you aren't drinking shower beers like every morning and like right. four of them
it
starting at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like that's a different scenario. But for those of us who like are treating ourselves to a shower beer after mowing the lawn or after being out at the beach or whatever it is, never disappoints.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
To me, never disappoints.
I mean, sometimes that turkey's a little dry.
Well, see, here's my thing is I'm only eating Thanksgiving dinner now with the same people. I'm not changing it up. I'm not going to a restaurant. So my mother-in-law, she never disappoints. My mom, she doesn't disappoint. And I'm frying the turkey in some cases, and I know I don't disappoint. I know what the meal is. I know what the ingredients are. There's no surprises. It never disappoints. Thanksgiving dinner. Pig pickings also never disappoint. Barbecue itself can disappoint, but when you are cooking that hog and you've sat there for some reason, it just tastes good. Just put a little salt, pepper, vinegar on it. Will not disappoint. Never disappoints. Rod Brind'Amour. He never disappoints. That's not to mean that Rod Brind'Amour never lost a game. It's not to mean that Rod Brind'Amour didn't end a season without winning the Stanley Cup. All right, we got calls on this right now. We're going to add to the list. Kyle from Raleigh is with us. Kyle, give me something that never disappoints.
Hello, man.
What's going on? What never disappoints?
What never? UNC Duke game.
Man, that's why we're making the list. The UNC Duke game never disappoints.
The crowd.
Okay, so the crowd at the UNC Duke game. What? Have you already started the weekend, Kyle? What's going on there?
Yeah!
Have a great weekend, you or whoever is instructing you what to say there. Next up, Dave and Anger. What's going on, Dave?
What's up, Hayes? So, a Girl Scout cookie right out of the freezer never disappoints.
A great answer.
Out of the freezer?
This is a great answer. And if you are hosting a radio show after this one in this studio, and you have about half a sleeve fewer Girl Scout cookies than you did before my show started, don't ask me where they came from.
Yeah.
Right? I love the specificity. Am I saying that right? Dave from Anger, Girl Scout cookies right out of the freezer.
Okay, see, but Dave and Hayes,
yes.
Which kind of cookie? Are we talking Thin Mints? Like, is there a specific cookie?
I'll let Dave answer.
I prefer the tagalongs or the peanut butter ones.
Yes.
But Thin Mints are our go-to as well.
Thin Mints for me are the greatest, and they should only be eaten out of the freezer. Because he got so much right in his answer, I didn't want to hear that he had something rated higher than Thin Mints.
Right.
But regardless, his answer is correct. Girl Scout cookies out of the freezer, never disappoint. Do we have another call? We had somebody call in and give you one. They didn't want to stay in the air. This is a great one.
Yes.
On the list of things that never disappoint,
first class flights.
Flying first class. It's a little expensive. I can't afford it. I should not ever be doing it.
Yeah.
But every time I have, man, it is never disappointed. My excuse, mm-hmm. I'm not NBA tall. I'm not 7 feet.
Yeah.
But like,
gives you a little extra
room. I'm 6'3".
You're much taller than me.
I've got decently long legs. It is cramped. If we're talking 3 or 4 hours, and somehow I can get a deal that doesn't like double the price of my flight,
yeah,
I'm at least looking at it.
Yeah.
I would stay in a lesser hotel. I've done this. I'd be like, you know what? I was going to stay here. I'm going to stay here and up my flight budget just a little bit, because first class never disappoints.
Yes.
All right. Other things that never disappoint. We said Rod Brendamore. He never disappoints. Mm-hmm. You may think you were disappointed. You were wrong. Rod Brendamore gave you exactly what you needed. Yes. At the exact right time you needed. He never disappoints.
Yourself.
Bowling. I feel like bowling never disappoints. Even when I stink at it, I have a good time.
Yeah.
Usually it's because like you get lucky and one of them ends up being a strike and you're like, ooh, that felt good.
Are there some beverages involved?
And, well, I was going to say,
this helps too. If
the only time I've bowled over the age of, 16 or whatever, there have been friends and beverages and oftentimes like a TV with another game on.
And is it like did they call it cosmic bowling where the lights are out?
Good
and there's
tunes.
Neon.
Yes, bowling never disappoints.
Let's go.
Water sunsets. Beach, lake, wherever you got it. Sunsets on the water. Never disappoint. They're always cool. I have so many stupid pictures. Sunsets and the moon, right? Do you ever see the moon?
The moon never looks good
and you're
in
like,
your pictures.
You're like, man, this is so cool. Every now and then you can get a good sunset picture, but it still isn't like this. Like your eye beholds things the way that a camera cannot.
It does.
But like you'll see a great moon or a great water sunset and be like, I'm going to get a picture of that. And you look at that picture and you're like, this doesn't even come close to what I was seeing. Water sunsets never disappoint. Next on the list of things that never disappoint in honor of UNC Duke.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
Nah, all treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Hot shaves. Now this may be a male thing.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
But I think it's partly having the act of someone else shave you in general. But then when they do that warm shaving cream, fantastic. I believe it's Lee in Chapel Hill is next on the line. We got Lee in Chapel Hill. What is on your list of things that never disappoint, Lee? Or I may have said your name wrong. If you hear me talking right now, what was it, Lee in Chapel Hill? Lee, what's going on?
Hey.
What's up, dude? What's on your list of things that never disappoint?
Watch Channel 8.
Hey, man.
Your show, man.
This guy, pulling at my heartstrings. Never disappoint. The only time Sports Channel 8 disappoints is when you turn it on and it's Mike Greenberg instead. That's a little bit disappointing. Lee, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Look at that. Man.
I know.
People are too nice, man. I missed who you said. I was caught up in my feels with Lee.
We also have Daniel from the airport.
Daniel at the airport. What's going on? I'm glad you said you're at the airport.
Maybe he's doing first class.
Oh, you fly first class? Daniel, what's up?
No. No, also I'm going to fix the airplane so it can fly first class.
Okay.
That's just me. One thing that never disappoints, Toyota pickup trucks.
Toyota pickup trucks.
Interesting.
I did not know this. Why Toyota on the list of pickup trucks and not just pickup trucks in general?
Well, Toyota is probably the most reliable, most awesome truck, and you see them in every ISIS video.
So you know they must be reliable. I got you. They hold up in tough conditions?
Yeah. Battle proven.
I see what you're saying. I appreciate it. Take care of us in those airports, man. Make sure you're double checking all the nuts and bolts there.
All right. Shall do.
Appreciate it, Daniel. I will say, shout out, Daniel. That's the one, when you're at the airport, that's the one time you're allowed to say, hey, I'm at Raleigh, Durham, and people won't get mad at you, right? Like any other time, you're like, no, are you in Raleigh or Durham? Daniel could be like, no, I'm literally at the airport. I'm at Raleigh, Durham, okay? Also on my list of things that don't disappoint, we left off with a hot shave. How about Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A,
always.
It may not be the greatest food of ever. Like, it's not my number one, but it never disappoints. When you want it, when you smell it,
yeah,
you
get it, sauce.
Never disappoints. Charles in Wake Forest, you're welcome to the show. What's on your list of things that never disappoint?
So you mentioned bowling earlier.
Yep.
Where I went to college, we had quarter bowling. It was quarter beers, quarter shoes, quarter games.
Saving money also never disappoints. Like things being cheaper than they should be.
Yeah, sales.
Never disappoint.
Yeah.
So bowling, yes. if bowling never disappoints.
$7 for a whole bunch of beers and bowling, absolutely.
Yes, if bowling never disappoints, bowling and getting drunk and not spending money.
Yeah.
Ah, man,
let's
come
go.
On. That cannot disappoint. We appreciate you, Charles. My final entries to the things that never disappoint. You can hit us up on Twitter or call us. Actually, I've got some tweets I'm going to read too. Wings. I feel like they never disappoint.
See, I'm not a big wing eater.
Gotcha.
I do like chicken tenders,
okay.
But that you can be disappointed tenders. With chicken tenders.
Wings may be stretching it because yeah. Your dog. Other people's dogs can disappoint. Your dog can do bad,
uh-huh.
But he can't like really. It never disappoints.
So
right?
I had a little tiny list that I just thought of over just like a couple minutes,
okay.
And one of them is my dog Biff. His excitement when I come home.
It's just
you can't beat it.
Even like my puppy is in kind of a bad phase right now. She just, she's fine, but like even when I'm working in the other room, she just wants to like tear all the stuff off the couch.
Yeah, well, and they're big, right?
Push
you
have
all big
the dogs? Yeah, and like push all the cushions, and I have to like walk out there every 5 minutes. I'd be like, no, and
stop.
Put the cushion bag together. But like every time she's like so cute. I'm like,
no, the face.
You're amazingly cute,
they
even as you are destructively evil.
Yep.
Then again, they never disappoint. Things coming in on the list. Fried okra and soft shell crab. Soft shell crab.
Oh yeah.
Never disappoints.
I know.
Fried okra. I'm getting there. Okra is one of those things that I added later in life.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this many times. I never thought that my palate would expand like post 38,
right.
But fried okra, actually, I've added to it. It's solid. Soft shell crab never disappoints. This is a great one for my good friend,
ooh.
Brett. Ice cold Leinenkugel summer shandy. Do you know the summer shandy,
dear? Oh, my gosh.
And
yes.
Especially like at an event, at a ballpark, you know?
Yes.
But the summer shandy, when it's hot outside. And here's where you can combine multiple things. We've talked about outdoor showers never disappoint. Shower beers never disappoint.
Put them all
and
together.
Leinenkugel summer shandies. In the summer, never disappoint. A Leinenkugel summer shandy at a beach outdoor shower.
Bruh.
That's one of the most impossible to be disappointing things of all time.
Yep.
Somebody else said Tom Petty never disappoints. Although
I've heard his concert or when he was still alive. Yeah.
And he disappointed?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Towards the end of his career, I think.
Yeah. And the good one maybe to end on, tailgating. Never disappoint, says Jason Brooks.
Oh, I've got a couple more just in case.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about food. Okay, chicken noodle soup and Price is Right when you're sick.
Price is Right when you're sick.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Chicken
Come
noodle
on.
Soup combo.
Tell me that combo when you don't feel well and you're home from school.
Price is Right when you like have other options or it's just like a random vacation.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not watching this. But like when you're homesick, you're like, oh, yeah.
Let's go,
I need
Bob.
To let's, let,
even
let's,
though it's Drew now.
Spin the wheel, baby. Yes.
I know. And then a big soft blanket when it's cold out.
Big soft blanket. Cannot disappoint.
No.
I don't think you have to say when it's cold out. Like if it's warm, I might just throw a big soft blanket on anyway just because it just feels right. Just comfies you up. All right. If you want, you can give us a call. We may add a few more to the list. Of things that never disappoint in honor of UNC Duke this weekend. We'll see if it's one that never disappoints. But with the few minutes we have remaining, we have just enough time to decide if things are overrated, underrated, or properly rightly rated. This is Rightly Rated. First up in Rightly Rated, did somebody want to add one more?
Yes, so we had someone who said the little pellet ice.
Oh, pellet ice!
Which, man, all day
Great
I'm there
answer.
For it. I am there
Great
for
answer.
It.
Great answer! Like, pellet ice never disappoints. And the reason you know it never disappoints because if you go to a place that has pellet ice
yes.
and they're like, ice machine's not working, you're like,
no!
What? You just want to, like, slam it down.
No.
And if you go to, like, sometimes you'll go to a gas station and you'll be getting a Pepsi, but it's not one that you normally stop at.
Yes.
And you go to get the ice and it's like,
here we go.
It feels like you're getting like free gas or something. You're like pleasantly surprised. Like I didn't even know they were
Should
a pellet
I buy
ice.
A lottery ticket while I'm here.
I stopped to pee and to fill up, And I'm getting pellet ice here.
I might even buy the chicken that's saltier.
Never disappoints. That is a great answer. Whoever came in late with that. We have enjoyed making the list of things that never disappoint. As we mentioned, we get just a few minutes to decide if things are overrated, underrated, or rightly rated.
I think we've been overrated. I think they've been underrated.
First up on Rightly Rated, I just had to bring this up. Cleaning your house. Is it overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? I'm not even going to let you answer. The answer is overrated. You know why?
Is it?
Because Marie Kondo, I've understood it, who made her brand on Tidy Up Your House. If it doesn't bring you joy,
get it
out of here.
Yep.
Tidiness, neatness in your life. Well, guess what? Then she went and had three kids, and that's all over. She said, I've kind of given up on that in a good way for me, said Kondo, the author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. She's a mother of three. Now I realize what is more important to me is enjoying spending time with my children at home. That's right.
Oh, no.
It was as big a sham as crypto is.
She sold out.
It was as big a sham. The whole, your life will be happier if you clean more. I knew it was a sham.
Yeah.
Your life doesn't get happier because guess what? Then you have to keep it that level of clean.
Well, and we don't have kids, we have dogs.
Yes. I didn't even need kids to learn that, like, tidying up after you're tidying up is like, that is no way to live.
Yeah.
You cannot win this game.
Yeah.
Every time you stop tidying, your house immediately starts becoming less clean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to live in that world, you're just going to have to keep tidying up. And it is comeuppance to see Maria Kondo say, Marie Kondo, sorry, I keep saying Maria.
I know.
Kondo say, I kind of gave up on that.
Yeah, we're done with this.
Next up on Rightly Rated, this is an actual question. Krispy Kreme. Is Krispy Kreme overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? What say you?
We need more details with this because is the hot now sign on?
Ooh.
Because that makes a difference.
All right.
Well, it is rightly rated if it's on and fresh. It is.
Slightly overrated if they're cold? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, you could always heat it up. They're still delicious, but there's a difference.
No, you're right. A hot Krispy Kreme is rightly rated, too underrated, somewhere in there. But this comes up because the Krispy Kreme challenge is back. Run 5 miles, eat 12 donuts at the halfway point. You got 1 hour to do it. Could you do the Krispy Kreme challenge?
People love to torture themselves. No, I could not because I can barely eat like two or three in one sitting if I forced myself.
5 miles in an hour is not like a brisk pace. You don't have to be in great shape to do it, but it's not nothing, right? It's not like they're asking you to run 2 miles.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Aria not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall. Subject to change.
I mean, 5 miles is like a decent amount of time.
It is.
Right? And then, like, I'm positive I could do it, but like throwing down 12 donuts in the middle?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to.
No.
And next up on Rightly Rated, JV basketball. Is JV basketball overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? This comes up. Because a 22-year-old was playing on the JV team. Do we have audio of this? Here's what it sounded like.
All right, file this one under one of the strangest stories I've ever heard of and talked about. Last Friday, we received an email from the mother of a player on the Churchland High School girls JV basketball team that an assistant coach on the team named Arlisha Boykins impersonated a 13-year-old player on the team that was out of town for a club basketball tournament. Here's video from that game.
That's about all Churchland we need. So we have a 22-year-old playing JV hoops with like 13 and 14-year-olds. And yeah, you can tell that she's a little bit better, but like you can't do this.
No. You got a decade? You're almost double these girls' ages?
I get like, that it's like everybody's dream to be like, oh, what would it be like? Remember how bad I was at middle school basketball? And then you're like 19 and you're like, man, I could crush these middle schoolers right now. Like, even the best one out there is a foot shorter than I am, and I cover like a lot more. He may be, his legs may touch the ground at a faster rate than I do, but one of my strides keeps up with three of his. Like, I could dominate him. Like, yes. You dream about it, and then you don't tell anybody because you sound like a loser for thinking about how you could be middle school players in basketball. But you don't actually go do it.
No.
You can't go out there. At least maybe if you had players out of town and like maybe you weren't going to be able to play to compete,
sure.
At least like pull somebody from another school that's the same age.
Yeah, not yourself, not the mom of it.
We'll put a 22-year-old out there.
What are we doing?
Unbelievable. JV basketball. Rightly rated. I don't even feel like answering. I just felt like bringing up that we can't have that.
No.
And finally, on Rightly Rated, this is a long story, but it eventually gets back to Doritos. Are Doritos overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? What say you, Victoria?
Ooh. I would say the original flavor. Like, I love all kinds of flavors.
Right.
But the original, every now and again, you just get a craving for it. So I think they're rightly rated.
To me, I crave the Cool Ranch every now and then. It'd be hard to call them underrated because they're like everywhere, right? And at a time, they were probably overrated. And there's way too many flavors out there. I still believe we used to take a boys' trip. We still do take a boys' trip, but now we actually we are slightly more cultured and refined. We actually like cook food and like set it on trays to prepare.
Right.
But one year, some guy said, hey, I'll take care of the food. And he showed up, and all he had was beer and potato chips. That was it for like 3 days. And he had like 17 different flavors of Doritos.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, eventually, they're going to make a breakfast Dorito called Doritos Dawn. And like, that'll be just what you eat for breakfast. And now, years later, I'm like, I'm waiting for it to happen and be like, I predicted this. So anyway, this comes up because at the zoo in Dallas, animals have been disappearing and let out of their cage. There was like a leopard on the loose, some monkeys, some specific monkeys, some like emperor monkeys were out. They found them, they got them back, and they think they've caught one of the people that was doing some of the tampering. But here's what I want to read from the story. Police also released a photo of an unidentified man they said were searching for and wanted to interview. The video shows a man walking slowly down a nearly empty zoo sidewalk, looking back and forth as he moves. Another person is seen in the background walking in the opposite direction. The photo shows a man wearing a navy hooded sweatshirt and a navy and red beanie cap while eating a bag of Doritos. And I'd like to submit that the only reason that the detail about the Doritos was included is because there is a, I would say, unwarranted connection now between Doritos and a certain type of, not even criminal in most states, activities, right? So I feel like the only reason they noted that this guy was carrying Doritos was to try and make a commentary about what they believed his other activities might be. So I am tired of this. I think that people should be able to eat Doritos and not be presumed that they've been getting high elsewhere, okay? That's all I want. You can't arrest me for drug paraphernalia just because I have Doritos on my person. That's where I think when I'm fair. I'm glad these people were caught. I'm glad the monkeys are back. But Doritos should not be criminalized. That's all I have to say.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Aria not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall. Subject to change.